This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Hello. Joy, joy, joy.
Hi, I'm Jackie from Blue House.
And I'm Bernadette from Blue House.
And I'm Julia, the sexy ring-in.
And when we are in town, or even when we're not, overseas or wherever we are, we listen to Women on Waves on a Sunday morning with Anita. 94.9.
And that's where you are. It, of course, was the fabulous Blue House, the Melbourne legends. And I have with me in the studio Jackie from Blue House.
Good morning. Fresh out of semi-retirement via the coffee shop.
I don't blame you for going via the coffee shop.
Notice I didn't mention any names. Yeah, I think that's probably good. It's not a commercial radio station. We don't like to curry favour.
You're very good at this, aren't you? But the whole system has changed since you were in here last.
I know. I do believe Joy FM's moved into the 21st century.
Yes.
Looking fantastic in here.
It's amazing. And I'm learning to steer it quite comfortably, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say, how are you going with that, Anita?
The first few weeks were a pain.
I'd find it frightening, to be perfectly honest. It's for the listeners at home, it's incredibly technologically advanced. So is it touch screens and everything? Wow.
It is touch screens, but I don't touch because the touching is very sensitive.
Well, it's been a long time for me, you know. Let's get into it on a Sunday morning, shall we?
Well, my partners have been dead now for nearly 8 years. So you know, it's a bit difficult. And I seem to set them off willy-nilly, even when I don't want to. So
I see what you're doing. There's things going in the bin at a rapid rate.
There are, aren't there? I'm just getting them out the way so that I know what's coming up next and when I have to.
I'm really impressed. Well done, Joy FM, and hopefully that was all done through donation.
Donations, memberships.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
And, you know, the great thing is that Joy FM has been around now as long as we have. And that's a long time.
That's probably true because I was trying to remember the first time that I ever saw you when you were a trio. And it was down in the park.
Wow.
And it was one of those free entertainment in the park.
Yep.
And it was on during a midsummer thing.
Was that the Botanical Gardens?
No, it was the Treasury.
The Treasury Gardens. Yeah, the Botanical Gardens did the Twilight series. Yeah. And it was fantastic. That's 1990 somewhere in the last century.
You had one CD out at that stage.
Yeah, I think we had the live EP out, or the first CD, which was big.
And of course you've gone on to bigger and better things over the years.
I've certainly gone on to different things in the last few years, that's for sure.
Doing a lot of travelling, mainly to the United States?
We were based in America for kind of quite some time. I had a Texan girlfriend for about 4.5 years, so which was fantastic. She'd never met an Australian before she met us.
All right.
And the three of us would get in the car and but she would offer to drive us from Dallas to Austin, which is about a 3.5 hour drive.
Yep.
First time she ever drove us and the three were in the car, I thought, she's incredibly quiet. And we got out in Austin and I said, how did you go, honey? And she goes, you know what? I didn't understand a word that was spoken for the 3.5 hours. Because, of course, when Australians get together, they speak incredibly quickly. Across themselves. So what we learned to do in America was, A, stop swearing, and B, slow right down. So that's kind of the modifications we had to make for America.
Yes, and the other thing that about it is that, you know, it's probably a good thing that she couldn't understand you, because when Australians are travelling, everything's the biggest and the best in Australia, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, Texas is famous for having grasshoppers as big as kangaroos. So
that's true. Well, actually, the first time I played, this is another weird story. Sorry to regale you with my weird American stories, but I was playing golf in a small town called Midlothian, outside of Dallas, about an hour south outside of Dallas. And I took myself out to the golf course. I thought this would be fun. I've got a day off, and I'll just go on and play 9 holes. And I got onto this golf course in the middle, literally in the middle of nowhere in Texas. And the second tee off, I looked behind me and I thought, you know what, I've actually taken too many drugs in my lifetime, because out of the blue came a full-sized emu and proceeded to follow me for the entire 9 holes in this Texan golf course.
It recognised your Australian accent.
How weird. And of course it wasn't an emu over there, it's an emu.
All right.
So, but this thing decided to follow me around the entire golf course. I thought, and considering that I don't actually do drugs, I thought this is what it must be like to do drugs.
Right. Okay. And, of course, Midlothian sounds like it should be in Scotland somewhere.
It does sound like that. And I'm sure it was named after Midlothian in Scotland. Not that there was not one Scot to be seen.
No, mm-mm. Nothing like the weather.
No, and lots of guns.
But you've also been to the UK and done Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
Yes, we have. We've played that about 6 or 7 times on the hop, so I love it. It's just the most extraordinary festival. Mm. Your average audience member is about 4 if you divide up all the shows, the number of shows. We were very lucky to have 3 years of sellout seasons over there, which, much to Nagaya's chagrin, she hated the fact that we could sell out the tent and she couldn't.
All right.
Mm. I love her, though. I do.
And now you're performing again as a duo.
Yes. You have been for a while. When Sam left the band, Bern and I kind of put our heads together and said, do we still want to do this? And the joy was definitely there, so pardon the pun. And so we got back out on the road, and we've been doing it with a drummer called Julia Day, who's based in Katoomba.
Yeah, sexy ringing.
We love her. And you know what? Probably the best female drummer.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. This is a big call. Best female drummer in the world. And the lovely Louise Woodward, who joins us for quite a few gigs. And she's been playing with Sel Kimber. Yep. A violinist, and she's an extraordinary violinist as well. I think she likes to play with us because she laughs so much. I don't know if she gets much playing done, but we crack her up. Mm-hmm. And so the opportunity came up to play Chill Out, and we just jumped at it because we haven't actually played a lot together for the last couple of years. Bern's been doing a lot of solo gigs on Phillip Island.
Yep.
And we kind of went into semi-retirement.
And you were up in Sydney for a while.
Yes, and I've been working in the corporate world for maybe about the last 4 years, coming up 5 years, working in entertainment travel, but probably earning 4 times what I ever earned as a musician. Yeah. But I'll tell you what, I'd rather be poor and playing music.
Yeah.
There's something about the joy of playing. So I think when we got together and did a couple of private gigs in the last few months, we just went, you know what, this is so much fun. Yeah. We should be doing this till we're about 80, which is not far off, but, you know, we'll do it for a little while longer.
Now, I hope you will remember from last time that you were in, we have to take a series of announcements from time to time.
I do remember that.
Now, when we come out of these announcements, I also think I ought to play some music.
Mm.
So will I let you choose? I've only got your last two albums with me.
Oh, well, that's okay, the last two albums. I think maybe Eyes Closed off One More Kiss, because it's an ode to Melbourne and falling in love.
Okay.
Hi, this is Becky Cole with the gorgeous Anita right here on Women with a Question What to Do, and in English, this is Becky Cole, and Anita is gorgeous, even though I've never met her. Women on Waves, 94.9. Joy, I'm joyous.
So, Chill Out, Friday night,
yes.
The opening day of the big festival, or the opening night.
Yeah, there's quite a few people in various workplaces taking off early on Friday.
Yeah, just be there.
I think that's the Labor Day weekend anyway, so a lot of people are doing the 4-day weekend and heading out to Daylesford relatively early, and myself included amongst that.
Oh, I'm so impressed.
I know. I have to pick up my drummer from and her girlfriend from the airport on the way. So getting her, and then Louise is making her way up, and then Bern will make her way up from the island, and we will
all be
so
there.
Looking forward to it.
By what time?
Oh, look,
do you start?
I'm ridiculously on time, being a Virgo, so I'll be there at 1 o'clock to pick up the keys to the house. That's my job, to settle in and choose the best bedroom. You know that thing you do at chill when you've rented a house and there's 10 people coming up? Right. You want to get there early enough to put dibs on the best bedroom. So that's what I'm doing. But there'll be a party house in Vincent Street. Well, one of 100
for after the
party
show.
Houses. I might go and visit Anne-Marie at the Dalesford. I'm not sure.
Yes, well, now, so the gig is Sam Lowe's opening for you. Is it? The fabulous local performer.
It's great. Ex-Fruit. And, of course, we kept meeting each other on the same circuit in the States. So we turn up at the same festivals and hang out and get massages together. And it was great fun. So I'm really looking forward to Sam coming up and playing.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to now play our comedy shot this week.
Good morning, Sunshine. I'm Jade Leonard, and you're here with Anita on Women on Waves, Joy 94.9.
That's just a taste, I guess, of what you can look forward to at the Chill Out Festival. We've had a message in from...
California.
Yeah.
I know.
What does it say, Jackie?
It says, hey, Jack, we're listening to the live stream and it's great to hear your voice. Have a great festival and share hugs all round. Love from NorCal, from our fabulous friends Mike and Mixia. So joy to the world.
It is indeed. And we're going to bombard them with some announcements and then we'll be back with more.
Hi, this is the Top Twins and you're listening to Women on Waves with Anita, Joy, 94.9. Yeehaw! Woohoo!
And that's where you are. You're on 94.9 with Anita and Jackie from Blue House.
It's so good to be here on a Sunday morning. Let me just tell you that small fact.
I enjoy coming in most Sunday mornings, yes.
I've still got my flannelette pyjamas on. Shall we paint a picture for them?
Yeah.
I've got my brand new Kmart specials on. I've got flanny pyjamas on with cats on them. So I'm on my leg, I've got about 100 pussies. Well, that's just one leg. The other leg's got about 94.2, is it? Pussies.
I've got a new kitten.
Have you?
Yes.
What's your cat's name?
Cat Andy.
K&D. Okay, we're getting... This is ridiculous. I think one of my pussies just moved on my pyjamas.
Probably smelt candy on me.
See, this is the sort of hilarity that will go on at Chill Out.
Yes, it probably will. Is.
Yeah, I promise I won't wear my pussies on my legs at Chill Out. Unless anyone wants to storm the stage. It's happened once before at a venue in Sydney. I actually had a girl stand up on one of the dinner tables and begin to strip. She got right down to, which is unusual, a G-string, because, you know, most of the community, some of them, and a bra, and did a nice little dance for us while we were trying to sing.
Well, she was probably on drugs. Okay, it's now time for our usual segment, the jazz segment, and I don't know how much of it we'll get through because we're still sitting here chatting.
I know,
I'm hoping
having a fine
you're going
time.
To be here till 11 o'clock.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not going anywhere.
Great.
Unless it's just to feed the pussies.
Don't get me started again.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to kick it off with the lady who performed so wonderfully well under difficult circumstances in an open-air garden venue at Cruddon Farm, which was the Dame Elizabeth Murdoch's home, of course. And her name is Pippa Wilson.
Oh, Pippa.
Yes, the lovely Pippa. And I'm going to play a track from one of her very early CDs, Swinging the Blues Away, called If I Were a Bell. And some people might remember this song from Guys and Dolls. Not Jackie, though.
Oh, no, I remember it.
No. Not only is Pippa a fine performer, she has great musos supporting her.
Yeah, she plays with some fantastic... musicians, but she's. I haven't seen Pippa for years, but the voice is still as good as ever, isn't it? She's amazing. Oh, can I just give a quick plug to another gig?
Yes.
Because seeing as we're starting to play again, March 22nd at Harmony Row Winery out near Dalesford, we're playing with Julie Weil and Chris Matthews.
Chris Weil and Julie Matthews.
I always get those names mixed up. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I noticed back they were forward. Here for the Brunswick
Music Festival. We're doing a show with them at Harmony Row Winery on Sunday, March 22. So that's kind of a lunchtime deal.
Right.
And it's a fantastic venue to come and see music at. You can drink lots of wine. Make sure you do get someone to drive you home after that one.
I was going to say, if I don't make it to that one, can you tell Chris and Julie hi from me?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, what are they doing on that Sunday morning? They should be on your show.
They should, shouldn't they?
Yeah, I can speak to Cliff up at Harmony Row and see if we can get them in.
Great.
No problem.
It's time for us to virtually say cheerio.
It's kind of sad. I was really settling in. Just about to take my pyjamas off and get into my day clothes. Oh, well. Still, we expect to see everybody at Chill Out next week.
Yep.
Yep, they better be there to see Blue House.
And Sam Lowe's.
Yeah. See
you
I'll
there. Be there.
Good girl. I don't want to get up
there. So please take care.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.